City.
Now it's Chiefs Kingdom with Mitch Holtis, brought to you by your Midwest Ford dealers. Ford, drive one. Visit them at your MidwestFordDealers.com. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football. The voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis.
Heck yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show of the fans, by the fans, for the fans. This is the Chiefs Kingdom Show, the official show of Chiefs fans everywhere. And tonight we're back. Everybody knows the Chiefs won the Super Bowl in the city of New Orleans. We're in the closest thing you can get to New Orleans in Kansas City. We're at Jazz Louisiana Kitchen, and we're at the Legends location, very near the Kansas Speedway. And also Livestrong Sporting Park. Got a great crowd here tonight. Awesome crowd as we get ready to beat the Minnesota Vikings. Betsy the Brain is here tonight. Snowstorm Sandy is here tonight. We got Yellow Fro Man, as well as the other geeks and the Hammerheads are here tonight. The Redcoaters are here. They went to San Diego for the game. They got here at 3:30 in the afternoon and got back just in time for the show. Also here tonight, Susie Bling Bling, the Taj Mahal Tailgaters. The Savage is here tonight. Kent the Cake Maker, as well as Zero is here tonight. Not one, not negative one, Zero is here tonight. The Red Hots are here in their great location. The Metcalf Bank Geeks are also here tonight. All right, give it up. And the Lake Lotawanna Lake Rats are here tonight. Big Daddy Lake Rat is here. They raised $10,000 over the weekend for cancer, breast cancer research, in memory, of course, of the Queen Lake Rat, who we lost just a couple years ago. But the Big Daddy Lake Rat leading the way along with the Princess Lake Rat. All right, we've got a whole bunch of host others and a special evening tonight because Dexter McCluster, the Purple Panther's here tonight, makes his first appearance on the Chiefs Kingdom along with the Ipswich Angel. She's also here. Always, as always, one of the great traditions of the Chiefs Kingdom, the Book of Sealed Signatures is here. It will be opened on one glorious night when the Chiefs win in the postseason. You will not want to miss that one. Also, we have here the most famous piece of hardware in all of the Chiefs Kingdom, as Dex later on in the show will get it rolling with this. But this week against the Vikings, and we were real close, real stinking close to put the hammer down, baby. You've got it against the San Diego Chargers. It was right there. So our Midwest Ford Dealers Chiefs Kingdom show is brought to you by the great folks at your MidwestFordDealers.com. Remember, a Ford, drive one. It's also time for a St. Luke's Injury Report brought to you by St. Luke's Health System. Of course, several injuries yesterday. The one that we're really monitoring, we're going to hear from Todd Haley in just a moment. We'll ask him to see if he has any more information. Brandon Flowers hurt yesterday after one of the most incredible interceptions that I have seen in my entire tenure as the Chiefs play-by-play voice, because B-Dot got that interception, returned it 43 yards, and was injured on the return. But he had an incredible game yesterday in just 24 minutes on the field. Also, Anthony Beck was injured yesterday. So was John McGraw. We'll get an update on that. The biggest injury in the NFL, of course, is to Michael Vick, the quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles. But now they're saying that Mike has just a bruised hand, not a broken hand. So that should keep him on the field, hopefully. But Betsy the Brain is here tonight. She's done all kinds of work with research as it pertains to sports injuries. And so hopefully Michael's head injuries don't become a real complication for him. Anyway, this is the Kingdom. Got a lot of excitement going on. Chiefs now turning this thing around. Let's get it turned around. And later on in the show, he's making his Chiefs Kingdom debut. Dexter McCluster is here tonight. We're at Jazz Louisiana Kitchen, located at the Legends near the Kansas Speedway. And by the way, we got Bugs and Beer tonight. Bugs and Beer, 2 pounds of hot boiled crawfish and 2 pints for just $14.99. You cannot beat that. When we come back, we'll have head coach Todd Haley live from One Arrowhead Drive after this on the Chiefs Fox Football Radio Network.
Shotgun snap
to Rivers. Retreats. Chiefs are blitzing. Quick pass. Lob for Vincent Jackson. Intercepted. Kendrick Lewis up the left sideline. 35. Lewis up the 40. Cuts it back to the middle. 45. Kendrick Lewis gets a downfield block. 45. 40 to the 35. Phillip Rivers turns it over.
Welcome back. Kendrick Lewis. Outstanding interception. 50-yard interception return. Personal foul on unsportsmanlike, I should say, on San Diego. Ball at the 20 and didn't score. Anyway, we'll get that score the next time as Dexter McCluster, again, our special guest tonight. He's a very close friend of Kendrick Lewis. In fact, Kendrick will be on the show next week on the Chiefs Kingdom. Also good to see Susie Bling Bling here tonight, as always. And all the Lake Rats are here after raising money for breast cancer over the weekend. Buckeye Paul is here. So, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome from his office at One Arrowhead Drive, live and in color on the Chiefs Kingdom, head coach Todd Haley, the Kansas City Chiefs.
How you doing, Mitch?
Good.
Everyone, good evening.
It's rocking here tonight. Over 100 fans here enjoying the Cajun food at Jazz Louisiana Kitchen. You been to the Legends, Coach? You been out here?
No, I was trying to make it out there tonight.
Oh, we got to get you out here sometime because you would like this place. And you had to like yesterday, not losing the game, obviously, but the fact that you were right there at the end. And how many good things did you see in that game? What's the feeling now after 24 hours?
Well, you know, a loss is a loss. And we've said that now for 3 weeks. And, so that part is very, very difficult, very disappointing. And I know our guys really, really painful loss, you know, just like for our fans. So, we had to get better. We had to make substantial progress, and we felt like we did that in the game, and that's why we were in the game at the end. But we still, you know, there were enough things that occurred in that game throughout it. You know, it didn't come down to one play. There were a number of plays in that game that could have made the outcome different than what it was. But that being said, you know, that's a good team we played on the road. The guys showed a great commitment to going out and trying to make the outcome go in the Chiefs' favor. You know, we didn't get it done, but there was no, as disappointed as they were, you know, we saw them today and they're excited. They have something to build on, and all is not lost. You know, it really isn't. We got to finish this quarter with a win and then put it behind us and get on to the next quarter. But you know, we just can't dig too much of a hole for ourselves, but we are making progress, and I believe in this team, and I think you'll see some positive results at home this week.
Todd, I watched the tape this afternoon, and I literally got excited about one area of your team. You're talking about progress, and it's moving forward. The defensive line. First of all, you hold the Chargers to 3.9 a carry. But I saw Tyson Jackson become a factor yesterday in that game at that left defensive end. 5 tackles, a pass broken up that was nearly intercepted. What did you see from your defensive line, and are they starting to move forward a little bit?
Well, yeah, I think they are starting to move forward, and they have been. I think you mentioned it when we were talking last week, is, you know, when you have 28 possessions that you go out there as a defense and 20 of those are happening on your side of the 50, you know, it's going to be hard to have good results. You know, yesterday offensively, we did a much better job of protecting the football, not putting our defense in difficult spots, and I think you saw a little more of how we can play defense. But, you know, we just have to, again, take advantage of the opportunities that we're able to create, whether it's falling on a fumble or catching an interception, and then offensively we just have to continue to number one, protect the football, and then number two, play a little more like we played in the second half for the most part. But defensive line did a great job. I thought the whole defense did for the most part. You know, we gave up a couple plays that, you know, we did a couple things. We did something that there was a reason why, and we just got to be a little better in those areas. But, you know, there was progress across the board, Mitch, and that's why we believe in our team and where we're going.
I know we like to take a team concept, but also on tape, when Brandon Flowers was on the field, now I don't know what you guys had on your coach's view of the tape, but the stats had him with 8 tackles in 24 minutes and one of the better interceptions I've seen in a while. just his play, because you had him lined up on Vincent Jackson a lot. Again, what he's able to do for you, and what about his status this week for Minnesota?
Well, you're exactly right, Mitch. He came to play. Played inspired football every second he was in there, and made a couple really, really big plays for us in the run, and a monster play in the pass, you know, that unfortunately we're unable to truly take advantage of, but it's still a turnover and a change of possession. So I don't know, you know, I'm encouraged by how he was getting around today, but we'll just have to, you know, we'll know a lot more here as the week goes on. But you know, he's a player that we can could ill afford to lose. But I was very proud of the way he played, and then I was even more proud of the way he responded on the sideline as a teammate throughout that game, you know, when he wasn't in there. I really thought it was something to be very proud of.
I'll go back to what you mentioned earlier and just kind of ask you further about it, is kind of the first half, second half offense. After having the biggest gain at halftime, either run or pass of 4 yards, you get some chunks in the second half. What about the approach, and how encouraged were you to get those chunks offensively, whether it was a run with our guest tonight, or in the pass play, in passing game?
Well, you know, you never want three and outs, but, you know, we had a clear-cut plan that we wanted to stay with. I thought our coaches did a great job of staying within that plan and, you know, to give us the best chance to win a game that really meant a lot to us. And early on, a bunch of those drives in the first half, you know, we end up a yard short. And, you know, the big thing is we were not turning the ball over, which then allowed us to play defense in a more advantageous position. But secondly, you know, we just got to, you know, we can't end up in those fourth and ones and fourth and twos because, you know, first downs obviously help in a lot of different areas. And I do think what you saw, Mitch, was, you know, that their defense, we were able to wear them out, especially in the second half. But and then as they got tired, we started to make more plays, and that's how we got to play football a lot of the time.
Yeah, I found that interesting because it was something you and I talk about all the time, but it was the first sign, obviously, at an end of game where you had a shot. But I did see the fatigue from San Diego, and people go, what's the big difference? Well, you're able to get open. They didn't have the pep in their step they had. And at some point, that's going to manifest itself to a victory. But we've seen that happen before. Your 0-9 win against Pittsburgh. We saw it against Denver in 0-9, and then last year several times. But is the conditioning work that you were doing in camp starting to kick in now, three weeks into the regular season?
Well, you know, I don't know that for sure, Mitch, but I do know that, you know, because we were tired too when you're out there for 34 minutes of defense. I think that's why you see some guys end up going down also. But, you know, again, for the limited time that we had the ball offensively, you know, we had that one really big-time drive as far as 21 plays, counting the penalties, you know, which I've never been a part of, a 20-plus play offensive drive. And those are what pay dividends. And, you know, when you're able to keep them out there for an extended period of time, that then it started to show up a little bit. But, you know, I think I said this, but the ending of the story hasn't been written. You don't know what's going to happen. But I do think as you look around the league, you see, you know, those injury lists are getting longer and longer. And I don't know that it's not going to just keep going that way. And we got to make sure that, you know, we weather this early storm and figure out a way to hang around and be close enough to strike, so to speak, so we don't get too far out of the mix. And then, you know, we can write the ending.
I want to ask you about the 2 minute at the end. You get the hold on fourth and inches, and we're going crazy up in the booth thinking, man, get a field goal, go to overtime, or go win it here. Because you've been good in the 2 minute over the, you know, two-plus years, and Matt has too. You hit the seam, then you throw the pick on the screen. Can you just go back through that scenario and what happened, what didn't happen?
Now that's pleasurable, Mitch. That's exactly what I want to do, go back through that.
You want to talk about the seam? That went for 21.
Yeah, that was a nice drive starter when we needed it most. You know, it's one of those things, and it's the game ends suddenly when something like that occurs. You know, when you start a 2 minute like we did with the chunk, and you're not too far out of field goal range, but you know, our philosophy on the coaching side of it was, you know, let's win this game, you know, on the road. Overtime's not one of the things you really want to be involved with. But that being said, I mean, we just didn't execute and when we had to, and that can't happen, and we're disappointed. And like I said, that's not why we lost the game. It's one of a number of reasons. And games never come down to just one play. That one just ended it. And, you know, so that's sometimes hard to swallow. But this group I'm excited about. They got great determination, heart, and grit. You saw some of that. I think they'll enjoy kind of this underdog role that we've put ourselves in. But now we've just got to show that we can be a good football team.
One final question. Also an encouraging sign with special teams. Colquitt punted it with hang time. Had enough distance. You get a 37-yard punt return. You get a 35-yard kickoff return. How encouraged were you with coverage, returns, punts, kickoffs yesterday?
Well, I was encouraged in a lot of those areas on special teams. I thought special teams played good enough for us to have a chance to win. You know, we've got to make the field goal in that range. You know, that being said, we had a 4th-and-1 that we converted that then forced us to not be able to go for it on the next, you know, with the penalty yardage. So not only we had 10 yards on, we lost an opportunity to maybe continue a drive and score points. So, you know, that was a killer. But our special team, specifically the return game, though I'm preaching throughout the team that we just have to be a good team first and foremost, I feel like we can be a great return team. These two returners, they're tough as you could ever ask for, and you know, Javier, you can just see it, he refuses to go down, and we got some big fast guys that can block, and I think we're only going to get better, and we're going to be a team that the teams generally don't want to kick to if they don't have to, and we have to make it that way, and that's an area where I believe we do have to be great more times than not, and I thought we took a step towards that yesterday.
Well, Todd, thanks for being with us. People are excited about this Vikings game, getting back out to Arrowhead Stadium and getting on the win side of the column. Thanks for being with us.
Where are you going to go back to work? Where are you going to be next week, Mitch?
We're at Bash Rip Rocks, which is like 159th Street on the far southwest part of the metro, man. We're on the northwest part of the metro tonight. Now we're going to be at the southwest next week.
Well, I'll make a deal, Mitch. You know, we take care of the Vikings in this quarter with a positive. I'll come out there and see you.
There you go. Todd Haley giving us the promise, giving the shout-out, calling the marker. His first ever live Chiefs Kingdom appearance. We hope it's there, brother, because it'll be rocking.
All right. See y'all.
Thanks. Head coach Todd Haley, the Kansas City Chiefs. A reminder that the Chiefs Kingdom also brought to you, our Midwest Ford Dealers Chiefs Kingdom show brought to you by the great folks at Metcalf Bank, the home of Chiefs checking. Metcalf Bank geeks are here tonight. They just had their own little photo session with Dexter McCluster. When we come back, his name is Dexter McCluster, and he is exciting. We'll have that after this on the Chiefs Fox Football Radio Network. Six minutes left, third quarter. They're going to run another draw play. McCluster angles right. He's at the 35. McCluster first down.
Oh,
ankle tackle from behind. That's the longest run of the game. It is a 16-yard run on a draw to McCluster. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Jazz Louisiana Kitchen. The Legends location just by right by Kansas Speedway in Livestrong Sporting Park. As a special guest making his first appearance tonight, and a special thanks to the Drake, Jason Justin, making it happen. The Drake rocks and makes it work. It's his first appearance ever on the Kingdom. We've waited a year and a half for this. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Dexter McCluster.
All right, all right, all right. Thank y'all, everybody, for the support, DMC.
Savage got your jersey on.
He's
putting the double deuce out there.
Definitely.
So you have been a busy young man. I was just counting up 43 touches of the ball, running, receiving, kick returns in 3 weeks. What about all the business?
I'm loving it. A lot of people said I couldn't do it, said I can't do it, but it fuels to my success, and I'm having fun doing it, especially with the support with everybody out here, man. You have fun.
Don't you feel it? I mean, you feel it about every week, man. This is like my therapy coming out here because they're just fabulous. But they've been excited to have you. Right. They've been coming up for weeks going, you got to have Dex on the show. But you now become a really centerpiece of this team. With Jamal being out for the season, things now become paramount for you to be right in the center of it. What about that scenario and where this offense goes from here?
Definitely. Jamal Charles is a great runner, great person. It's going to be hard to replace him, but, you know, in this business, you have to be ready for when it's your turn to come up. And, you know, don't do too much. Don't try to do too much. Do what you can do. Do what you do best. And do that week in and week out. And play for the person next to you, and things will be all right.
Your pop. Okay, let's talk about this. So, like, first half, second half, the longest play in the first half was 4 yards.
Wow.
Then all of a sudden, second half gets it rolling. You pop a 16, you pop a 10, 23 to Bo. Breston has the 43-yarder.
Right.
How much in the second half did things start to click, and how much can that carry over to this week?
Well, it started in the locker room. We wanted to come back out. We knew they would have the ball first, but when the offense got the ball, we wanted to put together a drive that's going to show that, you know what, we're not down, we're not out, and we're going to keep fighting. And that's what we did. You know, I was very grateful, very happy that they called my number to, you know, try to be a playmaker and make plays for the team. And I love doing that, love stepping up to the challenge. And after that, it just kind of steamrolled. A 21-play drive, 9 minutes or so, that's great.
It was crazy, really.
Definitely.
I mean, it was saw nothing. And you overcame a couple penalties in that drive.
That's, yeah. That was the longest drive. But I mean, I was so tired in that drive. I might not look like it, but I was.
Get you an IV after that
one.
But the plane ride home was different. I mean, nobody wants to lose. There was still a loss to the Chargers. But even those two preseason games, the plane ride, you know, there were situations with that that kind of made things a little tense. I just got the feeling now that maybe it's like, let it fly, let it play, let's play.
You know what? We're all playing for that victory. We go out week in and week out, you know, wanting to get that W. But it was a different feeling. We lost, but in a way, I feel that we took a big step as a team. A lot of the players got together last week, and we spent time with each other, DBs, wide receivers, running backs, everybody getting together and becoming a team. And when you become close and have a team, you do nothing but go out there and play for that person next to you.
Everybody asks me, they go, well, where does he go? Does he go with the wide receivers? Does he go with the DBs? I go, hey, he does a little everything. Where do you go? You're really an RB now, aren't you?
Yeah, definitely. I spend a lot of time with the running backs, but you know what? Coach Richie Anderson, he was a great role model for me coming in last year, helped me out with the receiving role. And collectively, all the coaches, they put in their input, and they helped me out big time. They helped me, you know, slow things down and learn everything I can.
How much of this now is more like your role when you was at Ole Miss?
A lot. My first 2 years, you know, started off kind of slow, but a guy by the name of Houston Nutt, who I really, really love, him and his family, they saw something different in me, and they saw, you know what, he might be only 5'8", 170 pounds, soaking wet, but it's something special about this guy. And they gave me the opportunity to show that I can do it, and hopefully now that I will be able to show that I can do it at this level too as well.
What did he see in you? I mean, and who else was there to recruit you? What other offers and chances did you have?
Coming in, I had Florida, Florida State.
USF on you? I mean, you're from Tampa.
Yeah, USF. I was actually committed there.
Okay.
I wanted to go, but I thought about it, and it would have been good being close to home, but I wanted to get away, experience, and grow on my own. And I'm happy that I went to Ole Miss. Hotty Toddy, Rebel Nation. I love them.
Hotty Toddy.
All right.
Gosh almighty. I can see why you're happy you went to Ole Miss, because
you
got somebody that you found there that you brought to the show tonight.
Yeah, definitely. My girlfriend, Brittany, she's from New Orleans. I thank Katrina for bringing her to me. I know it's a devastating factor in a lot of people's lives, but, you know, she was in honors classes, was able to graduate a year early, and Ole Miss was the pick, and, I mean, I took it and I ran with it. 5 years later, we're still going strong.
You need to help Coach Nutt get some wins. It's been a little tough on him.
It's been tough. But I know what, man. That guy, he gets the team to believe. That's one thing he does do.
Yeah, he's a great dude.
Definitely.
All right, Minnesota this week. And then after the break, we're going to get into some cool things that you're doing in your life.
Cool. It
goes way beyond football. But Minnesota this week. They got Jared Allen. People loved him here. Can come off the edge. Mm-hmm. Chad Greenway. They got some decent players on defense. What do you do with these guys?
I mean, we just have to take it one day at a time. It starts in the classroom, watching film on him, getting familiar with him. What does he do on here? How does he like to rush? How does he like to play? And knowing what he's going to do and what's his tendencies, putting that with your abilities, I mean, you'll have a good chance of succeeding.
Well, I think everybody here is thinking we're going to see you in the house here probably this week. It's going to be close. No one has forgotten that 94-yard punt return against the Chargers last year on Monday Night Football. That was the longest punt return in the 52-year history of the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, you also know this week with the Vikings, we're going to get on that good side of the column, that this is the most famous piece of hardware in the Chiefs' kingdom. And you get, before we go to break, you get to do it right here because Dexter McCluster, his teammates, Kansas City Chiefs, Vikings coming to town, Arrowhead opens the doors. It's time to put the hammer down. That's what I'm saying. With
bam.
Dexter McCluster,
I put it down, baby.
You got it.
I did it.
And we got to do that again before the end of the show.
Definitely.
It's sponsored by Westlake Ace Hardware, where you'll find an expanded line of Craftsman tools, power tools, hand tools, toolboxes, accessories, and a whole lot of hammers at Westlake Ace Hardware. Small projects, big know-how, ask why and how. When we come back, you're going to find out about the other side of Dexter McCluster. Again, we're here at Jazz Louisiana Kitchen near the Kansas Speedway. Special tonight, right down New Orleans Alley, because we got Bugs and Beer. That means 2 pounds of hot-boiled crawfish and 2 pints, only $14.99. Back with more from Dexter McCluster after this on the Chiefs Fox Football Radio Network.
Taken by McCluster at the 5. McCluster trying to get to the left side and does. 2 blocks. He's at the 30. McCluster could go. They need to block the punter. 45, 40. They nail the punter. McCluster 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Kansas City. Dexter McCluster, 94-yard punt return for the Kansas City Chiefs.
That is the longest punt return in the 52-year history of this great franchise, done by our guest tonight, making his debut on the Chiefs Kingdom, Dexter McCluster, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Jazz Louisiana Kitchen at the Kansas Speedway. Kingdom brought to you by your Midwest Ford dealers, and visit Ford at MidwestFordDealers.com, Ford Drive 1. All right, you really have a lot going on, but we're going to take everybody in the Kingdom, at least everybody here tonight, after some point, and do a field trip to Largo, Florida, because you are in the restaurant business.
Yes, I am. Me and my father.
Tell us about that.
Deuces Sports Bar and Grill.
Bar and Grill.
Me and my father, we've been talking about it in my junior year of college. And my dad, he's a hard worker. He was working in construction all of his life. And I seen him every day not complaining. And he took me to work with him for about a week. And, I mean, I would never wish that upon anybody to work that many hours and hands, knees, laying concrete, but it's what he did to support us. And I told him when the time is right, I know one of his passions was to open up a family business, and one of mine too. And now we got it rolling. We're a month in right now.
And how's it going so far?
It's going great. I mean, we thought it would go great, but not as good as it's going so far. Great.
You don't have what they got here tonight, do you? You got crawfish and 2 pints or 14?
No, we don't have any crawfish, but you know, you never know. You never know.
Well, what's cool, you guys can check this out on Facebook.
Yes.
Deuces Sports Bar and Grill, because and your Facebook page is awesome. But how did you guys decide what's going to be on the menu? Your idea, Dad's idea? Tell us about it.
It was actually my father's. One of his passions is cooking, and he loves to cook. He loves the food. So he really got together with some people that we hired, and they put together a great menu. You got to check out that Deuce Burger. I haven't even eaten one yet, but
you
I've heard a lot about it. My dad, they put it together. I'm not sure what's really on it, but I would say they say the wings are the hottest things there. I mean, a lot of places serve wings, but it's nothing like Deuce's.
So you know the fellas are going to want some food from
definitely.
This. Yeah, I mean, they're going
to
be.
We might be.
I mean,
to
Kendrick,
EB,
I mean, it's going to be.
Yeah, if they want
to
come on down, let's do it.
Well, we may have to get Dad to ship some in.
Definitely.
And help the old voice of the Chiefs out a little bit with some of this, but it looks fantastic. Here's some other things, though, about Dex. You got to know that he is – well, first of all, tell me about the relationship with your dad. You guys close, huh?
Very close. My dad, he really never missed a college game in my career. He would get up 2 o'clock Friday morning, drive all the way from Florida to Mississippi, get there about 3 o'clock right before my bus went to the hotel, wish me luck, give me a hug, come to the game Sunday, leave early, no, Saturday, I'm sorry, Saturday, leave early Sunday morning about 2 o'clock, drive back to Florida just to get there in the afternoon. So he does a lot of driving, and he loves me a lot, supports me a lot, and I think that's a key to one of my successes right now.
That's outstanding. And hopefully Dad's listening tonight, maybe online. But right. So people know how tough this is. You're from Tampa, St. Pete.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, a home game at Oxford. He's got to go all the – you can't go shoot across the Gulf unless he goes on a boat. So right. He's got to go all the way up around the curve. I mean, it's not easy.
It takes him about 12 hours to get there. I drove twice. The first time it took me 15. Second time I got a little better, it took me 13.
Okay.
Yeah.
What were your trips? You didn't go a little over the speed limit on the 13-hour jaunt, did you?
No, I didn't. You know, I wasn't just quite in the NFL yet, so I didn't have the money to afford tickets. So, you know.
I understand. Got right. that. But family's important to you.
Definitely. The family is very important. If you have a strong foundation behind you, it helps build your character in the long run.
And you got your own family, too.
I do.
Yeah. Tell us about that.
I have a daughter by the name of DeKayla McCluster. She's 5 years old. My heart. She reminds me of me so much, very energetic, just outgoing, spontaneous, and she loves her dad. She really does.
And she's going to be at the game this week?
Yeah, she really will. Her and my sisters, they're all flying up maybe Thursday or Friday to watch the game. So look for a little itty-bitty something yelling my name.
Wearing double deuces, I'm
double
sure.
Double deuces, yes.
Has she been to Arrowhead before, and have your sisters been to Arrowhead?
Yes, my sisters, they haven't. My daughter, she has. She's been there a couple of times. She loves it here. She took pictures with the cheerleaders in the parking lot after the game. She loves it. I got her own shoes made. They're like some Kansas City Chiefs shoes. I'm running the ball in the front, and it says Run DMC on the side, so it's really nice.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
Speaking of Run DMC, you've donated Nike cleats and gloves to Largo High School this season.
Yes, I sure did.
What about that?
I mean, that's where I come from. Never forget where you come from. Largo High School, a lot of people believed in me. Coach Rodriguez, one of my closest friends till this day, I told him, you know what, I know we might not have a lot at Largo High School, so I'm going to send back whatever I can. And he was grateful for it. And, I mean, the whole team thanked me. And they gave me a shout-out when Largo High School played a game and, you know, said, you know, Dexter McCluster gave these cleats, gave these shoes. And it made me feel good to do something for the hometown.
Some guys, Dex, see the world, it's kind of small. You seem to see a great big world. Where did that come from?
I would say, I mean, growing up, just being so humble, you know, seeing my father work so much, seeing my mom work so much, and just having a strong foundation. And it's hard to say, and a lot of people won't say it, but a lot of the doubters and the people that said, I can't do it, I can't do something, they really helped me to succeed, really. So, I mean, I love everybody. And I love living. I love this day. I'm loving being here right now with the Chiefs. It's great.
Well, these fans love you. Dexter McCluster, our guest here tonight. Awesome. It's time now to announce our Time Warner Cable Turning Point Play of the Game as the Chiefs yesterday get really close to knocking off the San Diego Chargers. Let's hear now, yesterday, the Turning Point Play of the Game.
Castle to throw. Throwing long left. He wants Preston trying to beat Kaysan. Over the shoulder. Does Preston have it? He does! At the 1 yard line. Hello, Steve Preston. Welcome to Kansas City officially. Great throw and a great catch.
43 yarder over the shoulder now. That was tasty.
That was nice.
I mean, Matt couldn't. I mean, that's one of the best throws he's had. Yeah. And what about Steve Preston and what he can do?
Definitely. He's been in the league, you know, for a while now. He's been in situations to where he's been with championship teams. He's been with a lot of great players around the league. And just bringing that leadership to our team, it really helps us out.
Dexter McCluster, our guest. When we come back, the final portion of the show, you're going to hear about Ole Miss and why they wanted Dex back in school but didn't want him in class.
Yeah.
You're going to find about that after this on the Chiefs Fox Football Radio Network.
Cluster's the lone setback this time. They fake to him. Castle setting his feet, looking left. Now fires a pass from McCluster. Caught at the 20. Spins off the hit. 10. Inside the 5. McCluster dives. And they're going to say touchdown. Kansas City. Dexter McCluster on a 31-yard catch and run from Matt Castle.
That was against the San Francisco 49ers last year. That was against a dude named Travis LeBoy, who's now playing for the San Diego Chargers.
Yeah.
And when I was watching tape in my prep for last week, I'm going, there he is again. We're going to get Dex against
right.
him. It was pretty close.
You yeah.
It was
definitely.
He almost had it again against Travis LeBoy. He comes here on Halloween night, so we'll be waiting for him. Again, Dexter McCluster, our special guest tonight. We're at the Legends location of Jazz Louisiana Kitchen. Tonight, the special Bugs and Beer. 2 pounds of hot broiled crawfish, 2 pints is $14.99. Great place to come watch a game. They have fabulous Cajun food here. Also the location down by KU Med Center right on State Line. Dexter McCluster with us tonight. Got to ask you this because it's exciting of what you're getting done at Ole Miss. Tell us what's going on, and then I'm going to tell the story where this gun's kind of crazy. But you're trying to get your degree.
Yes. After last year, I had 3 classes left. So I decided to go back after last year, the off season, and pick up 2 classes, hopefully get good grades. I did get good grades, and go back at the end of this year after we win the Super Bowl to get my degree.
It'd be awesome.
Yeah.
We will celebrate. We'll all go to class with Dex. In fact, that became a little bit of a problem. All
yeah.
right, now, because Ole Miss was excited Dex is coming back to school to get his degree, but they didn't want him to come to class.
Right.
Why?
They said I would be too much of a distraction in the classroom. So me and the professors met one-on-one in offices and downstairs and in computer rooms just to get away from everybody.
So you couldn't go to class. They
right.
wanted you to go to class, but you couldn't go to class.
Right. So they even had, I had a parking spot to go to, and I would try to go in and sneak in. But, I mean, me being a person that loves the fans and loves the people that supports me, I mean, I'm stopping. I'm signing autographs. I'm kicking it with everybody. I'm having fun. You only live one time, so why not enjoy it?
No kidding. And you're living it very well. And, again, you see the world very big with what
yeah.
you're doing. How many Rebel fans are now Chiefs fans because of you?
I would say everybody there.
Think
I
so.
Mean, they're great
you
supporters. Yeah,
yeah,
definitely. They're great supporters. I'm actually going to go back during our bye week and support them at one of their games. I think they play Alabama that week. So if we win, when
oh,
we win. Wait, I'm not going to say if. I hope Javier Arenas is listening right now. When we win, I'm going to have some trash talk when I get back.
Absolutely. You and Kendrick will have him surrounded. Kendrick, in fact, will be on the show next week. And we're going to be at Bash Rip Rocks down at 159th Street in Olathe. And Todd said, hey, when Todd's coming too, man. He's put it out there. We beat Minnesota. He's going to be at the show.
That'll work. Well, look forward to him then.
Let's do that. All right. Now to beat the Minnesota Vikings. Here he is once again, ladies and gentlemen. The Chiefs need to put the hammer down.
Bam.
That's what I'm saying.
Now put it down just like that.
I can see Dexter putting that hammer down.
All right, all right.
And what about as we get ready to close out the show, you getting ready to beat the Minnesota Vikings? What has to happen? Where's this offense at? Where's this team at? How do you pull this off?
What has to happen is for us to do the little things right, be a team, and play Chiefs football. That's about it.
And it's great you're going to be at home again.
Yes.
Running down that tunnel.
Mm-hmm. Feeling all the love, man.
With your fellas, what is it
definitely.
Like?
Definitely. I mean, it's nothing but love. You walk down a tunnel, you see everybody dressed up, got their different jerseys on, their Kansas City Chiefs colors on, yelling your name. I mean, the atmosphere is great.
Let's do this.
Great. Let's do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's got an infectious smile and an
yeah.
infectious game. Ladies and gentlemen, he is Dexter McCluster.
All right.
Ready
all
just
right.
to break it open this week. 43 touches already this season and headed to the end zone. Dex, thanks for being with us tonight. You warmed the chair for Kendrick.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Dexter McCluster making his first appearance on the Kingdom. And a reminder, again, thanks to the folks here at Jazz Louisiana Kitchen, the Legends location near the Kansas Speedway. All kinds of cool things here. They got the best Cajun food throughout the Chiefs Kingdom. And tonight you can still come out and join us, watch Monday Night Football. 2 pounds of hot broiled crawfish and 2 pints for $14.99. And then one of these days, we're all going to load up and go to Tampa St. Pete. Because I don't know about you, but I'm going to head. When you least expect it, I'll be at Deuce's Sports Bar and Grill.
I definitely know. Because I'll be in there right next to you.
We'll have fun.
All right.
By the way, you're a Rays fan?
I am. Tampa Bay Rays.
Man, they're right there.
I almost got every color hat, too. Brown,
they've
blue,
had like
15.
Green.
I know, right?
I mean, it's like red, blue, green. Got to beat the Red Sox, so they're right there.
Yeah, definitely.
Wasn't a Bucs fan growing up, were you?
No.
Okay. He's a Chief now. All right, he's a Chief now. Thanks, Dexter McCluster, for being with us tonight. Thanks for everybody for coming out.
All right, thank
again
you.
To next week. We will be at Bash Rip Rocks. That's at 159th Street in Olathe, so on the southwest side of the metro. And again, Kendrick Lewis, a little another hottie toddy. Good gosh almighty, the Ole Miss Rebels represent with the Chiefs, and they will be with us next week. Kendrick will be with us next week on the Kingdom at Bash Rip Rocks. Thanks to Dex. Thanks to Coach Haley. Thanks to everybody for coming out. It's time to win a football game.
Yes,
it's time to do this. Yes. And it happens this week against the Minnesota Vikings. Thanks for joining us on the Kingdom on the Chiefs Fox Football Radio Network. Kansas City!
You've been listening to Chiefs Kingdom, brought to you by your Midwest Ford dealers. Ford, drive one. Visit them at your MidwestFordDealers.com. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football. We'll be right back.